In the name of God, who created us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen.
Amen.
All Saints Day, one of my favorite feast days. Now, I don't know what you've been told about saints here before. Saints often are put up as exemplars of our faith, as well they should be. Sometimes they're put up as these wonderful, perfect people that are so much better than you and I, and something we could never attain to. Well, that sounds perfectly healthy. But as you may suspect, I'm going to offer you a different image. One of the images that was most helpful to me in imagining what a saint is was a stained glass window. Now, often we make statues of our saints, but I think those are not very helpful at all. Stained glass windows, however, let the light shine through them. Themselves are perfect, but it's that wonderful, beautiful light that shines through them. Stained glass windows in the night aren't really that pretty. They're much prettier when that light of God shines through them. So saints, in a sense, all made in the image of God, all children of God, made a choice to let the light of God shine through them. We may want to make them statues, but the reality of it is that's not who they were. They were something different. Well, that makes it a little bit more difficult. That means we have a choice as well to let the light of God shine through us. I don't know about you, but sometimes the thing that gets me, at least, that prevents the light of God shining through is fear. Perhaps the fear of not being good enough. Perhaps the fear of getting it wrong. Perhaps my need for safety and security. Perhaps my fear about the impending election. Many things can get in the way of that light. And it's tough. Being a saint ain't easy. And yet, it's what we're called to do. Jesus, in the gospel today, offers some words. I'll admit, this is a place where I don't like to take the Bible too literally. And yet, I think it's probably a time when we should. Jesus says, "Blessed are you, for you will. And woe to you, for you will." He gives some hard advice about turning the other cheek. And that wonderful Sunday school lesson, which we all kind of quote, but maybe struggle a little bit to live out, do unto others as they would do to you. It's not easy being a saint. And yet, that is what God calls us to do. Particularly struck me us, the community of St. Thomas, at this time in our life, this season in our life, as we prepare to leave this building. As we prepare to leave this building, there will be many things that will get in the way of the light of God. Many things that will be unexpected. choice. To live in, to be those saints. To let fear get the best of us. To let our doubts get the best of us. We also have a choice to take everything that this building was with us. For those of you who were here Tuesday night, I was privileged enough to hear some great stories from this community. Lots and lots of stories. And they were all great. And this is what we take with us. That great cloud of witnesses that come with us no matter where we go. We take them with us. And they will come back with us into our new building 2 years from now. If we allow the light of God to shine through. We're also at a pivotal point in our community in regards to stewardship. As we are coming to our consecration Sunday, next Sunday, we have a choice. The first choice is to show up, which I hope everyone will. The second choice is for us to have a conversation. Conversation with God. And I'm going to maybe go off script here and say something that maybe you haven't heard before. Many times we talk about what percentage of my income should I give to God, and this is an incredibly generous parish in so many ways. What percentage should I give to God? And I think, unfortunately, we've translated that to what percentage should I give to the church? Quitting God and church, and I hope God is here. But I'm going to reframe the question a little bit. And I think this might be a little bit more sane. What if the question we were asking was, what percentage of my income, of the abundance that God has given me, am I called to give to build up God's kingdom? Now, hopefully, we are building God's kingdom here in this church, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, there are other places that are also building the kingdom of God. And they need our resources as well. And I believe with every fiber of my being that the amount is somewhat important, but what is most important is that conversation with God. A real, honest conversation. If you don't believe that saints didn't have some real, honest conversations with God, I've got news for you, folks. They did. So we've got a choice. How much light are we going to let shine through? How are we going to build the kingdom of God? And hopefully, we are doing that here. And if we're not, let's have a conversation about that. Because that is what we are called to do as St. Thomas Parish. Whether we're here or some other location in DuPont Circle, we are called to be saints. We are called to build the kingdom of God. We are called to go out to those who are poor and tell them the kingdom of God is near. Those who are sorrow and tell them they will weep no more. We are called to turn the world right or upside down, or perhaps maybe right side up, to make God's dream a reality. Piece of cake, right? This is what we are called to do as a community. So as we go forth from this place, let us keep our eyes on the prize. Let us encourage each other when we feel darkness is setting in and the light of God just doesn't seem to be shining forth as bright. Let us not let fear and overwhelm us. This Tuesday, next Sunday, Sunday after that, I am confident we can do this. Because like the letter of Ephesians says, I have heard of your faith. That is the reason I am here, folks. If any parish can do it, it is this great cloud.
Thank you for sharing in the life of St. Thomas Parish, a progressive church in Washington, D.C.'s DuPont Circle. We strive to see Christ in each person and to be Christ in our community, city, and world. No matter where you may be in your own spiritual journey, we welcome you at St. Thomas. We invite you to worship with us and to join us at God's table.